And it has been a privilege and a joy to be with you once again. That we should bless our Lord with all our might and all our power. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we come to this place, and also for those of you who are online, and I will ask you to be quiet as we continue our worship. Please join me in prayer. Our most merciful God, Father, we confess at times because by nature we are sinful and unclean. Father, forgive me because I sin against you. Because I sin against you in thought, in word, and in deed. But Father, we thank you because of your Son, Jesus Christ. Because you have sent your only Son, died on the cross for our sin. And then he paid the final penalty of death. Father, we praise you. Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive me, renew me, and lead me. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us as we worship you. And may we delight in your will and willing to listen to your word so that we can continue to walk in your way. To the glory of our Father, our Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I'm going to share with you with a passage from the Old Testament. It should be a familiar passage to most of you. Because this passage is generally used during Christmas time. And this message is a messianic message. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of our Lord Jesus, he is our Messiah. Actually, the word Messiah, which means our King and our Savior. And for most of us, we are believing in a post-pandemic period. For almost 3 years, we have been suffering and also isolated because of COVID-19. We felt lonely. We felt alienated. We felt that we are powerless. At times, we felt depressed. We are living in an age and a time that filled with anxiety. Even as Christians, we're living in a stressful society and a dreadful time. And even from the news that we watch every single day, are all on the radio. Even just yesterday or last night, the American commander-in-chief was warning us that we are living in a very dangerous time. Nations rise against nation. There is tension in South China Sea. I still have families living in Hong Kong. I know what that means. I have friends who immigrated into Taiwan. The tension between China and Taiwan is at the peak. War seems to be imminent. We are scared. We are afraid. Have you been afraid before? I do. And I did. It is not a good feeling. Because I felt unsafe. I felt my life is being threatened. I want to live. I don't want to get hurt. I don't like pain. Do you? I mean, can anyone tell me, you enjoy pain? Oh, I don't think so. Right? But see, our Lord Jesus Christ, He knew about pain and sufferings. Because He died on the cross, He understand. He was afraid too. In the Garden of Gethsemane. Have you ever prayed that, you sweat like blood coming out from your body? Our Lord Jesus, He did. So He understand how you and I felt right now. See, all these are bad news, right? The world is going to collapse. Climate change. Drought. Flooding. And war against each other. Does it sound like the book in Revelation telling us? The end is coming. It's getting closer and closer. I'm scared. But praise be to God. We should not be afraid. Because our Lord is more than conqueror. He told us that actually we as believers, we are more than conquerors. See, this is how 2,000 some years ago, actually even more than that, that the people of Israel, how they felt. The people of Israel, the Israelites, they rebel against God. They don't believe in their God that will save them. They started to worship idols. And they thought that because they were the descendants of Abraham and Moses, they should be okay. Okay. See, the book we are going to read from you is from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah. People are not comfortable. They were restless. They felt unsafe. But God gave us comfort. And this is a message of comfort. Because God is going to comfort us. My next slide is to be talking about we're living in this age of fear. Please follow me, if you will, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Let us just read from verse 1 to verse 6. It said, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Comfort my people. Comfort my people. That says the Lord." Why God repeated those words? Because there were no peace in the city of Jerusalem. Just to give you a background of the historical context of the book of Isaiah. See, actually, Isaiah is divided into two sections. The first 39 chapters, from chapter 1 to 39. We're talking about the suffering, the pain, and the exile. The history of the people of Israel. It was a very sad story. Because the nation of Israel have been destroyed. They were enslaved by their enemies, including the Babylonians. The Babylonians, they captured Israel and they destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Worst, adding insults into injuries. The Babylonians, they burned down the temple. And they laugh at the Israelites. And the Babylonians laughed at the Israelites. "Where is your God? I even destroy your temple. It is a shameful day for the Jews. A disgrace." People were depressed because where is God? Maybe today you ask the same question, where is God? And all these crimes and all this gun violence in this country, where is God? Let me tell you, I have good news for you. Because I want to give you encouragement. Because I am the one that God sent to tell you, comfort my people, comfort my people. That's why today the message is about comfort, about encouragement. Because God is still in control. God is with us every single moment. God is with us every single moment. God never leave us. Even in the times of danger, in the times of difficulties. He's here today. So the Bible tells us. And today we read from chapter 40. From chapter 40 to the end of the book. Actually, it's a new chapter. It's a new section. Because God is telling his people, no more condemnation. The time of punishment is over. Why? Because the sin of your forefathers, the sin of Jerusalem has been paid for. Who paid for it? God did. In fact, chapter 40 in the book of Isaiah is foretelling the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And saying that, don't be afraid anymore. Don't be depressed anymore. Because that is good news. But because the good news is that the sin has been paid for. You don't have to die. You don't have to receive this punishment. Because your king has done it for you. Our King Jesus Christ. See, because we have the privilege of looking at this Bible. So we knew 2,000 years ago, this king came down as a baby. He was born as the son of a carpenter. And then he became our Savior and died on the cross in the hills of Calvary. That's why rejoice, be happy. See, the Bible here is continuing to tell us on verse 3, it said, a voice one calling, in the desert prepared, in the way for the Lord, and make straight in the wilderness. Isn't that interesting? Usually, nobody lives in the desert. In fact, I mean, you cannot live in the desert. Because you will die. There is nothing to support life in the wilderness. No food, no water. See, but there's a voice. Because God had prepared a plan for us. See, because actually the importance of the message this morning from the book of Isaiah. Is to know one thing. Is the plan of God. God's plan is to save you and me. That is his plan. How did he do it? He saved us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we talk about the Messiah. We talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this voice was telling us, what does he proclaim? He said, prepare your way. Make straight in the wilderness. And then in verse 4, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill make low, and through and rough ground shall become level, and rugged places a plain. Isn't that interesting? I mean, at that time, there is no highway. Definitely no cars. How can they do that? But you know what? Everything is possible with God. Because it is God's plan. That is his way to telling us, he is with us. And then on verse 5, it said, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How do we know God exists? How do we know Jesus is with us? Please look around. Look at the people sitting next to you, before you, and behind you. Then we know that is a God. Because through all believers, we can see Jesus in them. Look at this church. Look at this place. This is a community of faith. That's why we know God is here. God exists. If you don't still believe, look outside the universe. Look outside the nature. God created all those things. That's why we know that it's a God. And we know that it's a God because of this book. See, this is the Word of God. So the second point about my message will be, because we know God's plan, that's why we should be delighted. Because we know that God's word will stand forever. It's right here. It said, see, because we human beings, are nothing. Let's continue our passage on verse 6. It said, a voice said, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. See, we human beings, sometimes we are too proud. Well, we're just like grass and weeds. And we will die, when the sun comes up. See, because we are very fragile. We don't last forever. See, the Lord reminded us, we are nothing but dust. See, but it sounds depressing, isn't it? But it's not the case. See, on verse 9, it said, "You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. And say to the towns of Judah, here is your God." And verse 10, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him." Isaiah chapter 9 and 10. See, God had told us the work of the church. Well, what is our duty? What God's demand of us? God wants us to shout. God wants us to declare. God wants us to proclaim. To proclaim our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the sovereign Lord, sovereign, which means the king. He is the ruler. He comes with power. He rules with his mighty arms. He is not a weak God. He is a very strong and powerful God. And I like the last verse here on verse 11. On verse 11, it said, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathered the lambs in his arms and carried them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." And the Bible using a word picture. The writer tell us that our God is like a shepherd, a good shepherd. See, in the New Testament, we know that from the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, chapter 12, chapter 14, talks about our God is a great shepherd. A great shepherd died for his lamb. See, our Lord Jesus Christ died for us. So I would urge you to go back home and read the Gospel of John chapter 10 and chapter 12. See, in closing, I would read to you from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And it is a word of comfort. See, because here the Bible tells us Jesus comforts his disciples. On chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, it said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." See, God has given us a promise. God promised two things. God promised us salvation. God promised us his coming back. See, just like here on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 to 15, it said, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Yes, you and I, we need to come to our Lord every day. We need to come to God and confess our wrongdoings. And then the last thing is, we need to believe the good news. Because God has a good news for you and me. God had the good news for the whole world. We don't have to be afraid anymore. We just have to repent and believe. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your wonderful promises. Father, we ask that you forgive our sin and lead us to freedom, to hope, and to peace. Father, we ask that today you enter our hearts and lead us into healing love. Father, we thank you for your precious word in the Bible. Father, we thank you for this church. Father, we pray that you continue to bless each one of us here. And also bless on those who are watching online. Even though we are separated physically, but we are together as one body of Christ. And we are united in his spirit. Father, we want to offer our thanks to you. And may your name be glorified forever and evermore. And in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.